on bleeding in front of me.
Though you've had a better run than you probably expected when she turned you.
I held his eyes with mine.
What he saw convinced him it would not be worth his trouble to deny anything. Vajra the Naga had come out to play. More and more of the men gathered around, most of them not getting it until I explained how Kusavir Pete had been seduced by Soulcatcher into betraying and helping destroy more than 500 of our brothers and allies. Would-be greetings quickly became imaginative suggestions of ways whereby we might reduce the traitor's life expectancy. I let the man listen until some of the troops tried to lay hands on. Then I told Goblin, "Hide him somewhere. We may have a use for him yet." The excitement was over. I had indulged in a decent meal. My attitude much improved. I took the opportunity to renew my acquaintance with Master Surendranath Centaraxita.
"This life seems to agree with you," I told him as I arrived.
"You look better now than you did when we left the city."
And that was true.
"Durabi? Lad, I thought you were dead, despite their endless assurances."
He leaned closer and confided,
"They aren't all honest men, your comrades."
"By some chance did Goblin and One Eye offer to teach you to play tonk?" The librarian managed to look a little sheepish. Not to play with them is a lesson everyone has to learn. Sheepishness transformed into impishness.
"I think I taught them a little something, too. Card tricks were one of my hobbies when I was younger."
I had to laugh at the idea of those two villains getting taken themselves. "Have you discovered anything that would be useful to me?"
"I've read every word in every book we brought along, including all of your company's modern chronicles written in languages known to me. I found nothing remarkable. I have been amusing myself by trying to work backward into the chronicles I can't read by comparing materials repeated in more than one language."
Mergen had done a lot of that. He had had a thing about copying stuff over, in cleaner drafts, and one of his great projects had been to revise ladies' and the captain's annals for accuracy, based on evidence provided by other witnesses, while rendering them into modern Taglian. We have all done that to our predecessors some, so that every recent volume of the annals is really an unwilling collaboration. I said, "We drag a lot of books around, don't we?"
"Like snails, carrying your history on your back."
"It's who we are. Cute image, though. Doesn't all that study get dull after a while?"
"The boy keeps me sharp."
"Boy?"
"Tobo. He's a brilliant student. Even more amazing than you were."
"Tobo?"
"I know. Who would expect it of a Nyuengbo? You are destroying all my preconceptions, Durabi."
"Mine are taking a beating, too." "Tobo? Either Centaraxita had an unsuspected talent for inspiring students, or Tobo had suffered an epiphany and had become miraculously motivated. You sure it's Tobo and not a changeling?" The demon himself popped in. "Sleepy. Runmust and Riverwalker and them are on their way over. Good morning, Master Centaraxita." Tobo actually seemed excited to be there. "I don't have any other duties right now. Oh, Sleepy,